Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Here's a very interesting one. We're going to get some help from Peter Kinch on this one. Here's something we hear a lot. I have a conventional mortgage in my personal name. It's a non-performing property. I can't do anything about it. I've tried. So now I intend to walk away from the property because I won't be liable for any deficiency. So you're not worried that the bank is going to take away the property from you, and you're confident that they're not going to sue you on the personal deficiency because they can't. So this, in your mind, is all ducky and gets rid of all your financial troubles and issues. Is that true or false? False. So, it's false. There are always other consequences, and who better to tell us about these sorts of consequences than our all-star mortgage guy, Mr. Peter Kinch?
Well, not because of personal experience.
Not because of personal experience.
No, it's because of the conversation I had with the taxi driver on the way in. Same guy who inherited his zero down deal and losing $800 a month. And that was the question he asked me. Hey, well, I heard I could just walk away. Is that the worst that can happen to me? Well, as fine as long as you never want to borrow anything again for at least the next 7 years, because it's going to go in your credit bureau. It will show up as a foreclosure, and it's right up there with bankruptcies as far as credit. So it's going to significantly impact future ability, borrowing ability. And if you're buying another property, you're going to have difficulty going on title. You're going to have extreme difficulty getting on to another mortgage. In fact, a lot of banks treat foreclosure worse than bankruptcies, simply because if, for example, you foreclose and CIBC is the one that took the hit, other lenders will let you refresh your credit after 2 years, and as long as you've got two other credit sources, you can come out of a bankruptcy and get a mortgage again. But if there's a foreclosure that was part of that, and that bank sees that they were the ones that took the hit, they won't lend you any money for at least 7 years, and sometimes even longer.
All right. Thank you, Peter, for that. So watch out. It's not just a matter of them not getting after you on the deficiency. Your credit life is over. All right, I personally assume my corporation's mortgage. Now I can't sell it for enough to pay out the loan. However, the mortgage is in my personal name now, and the lender cannot enforce the personal covenant. True or false? False. The lawsuit is allowed when the original borrower on an investment is a corporation, but the person who's assumed is renting it out rather than living in it. They rent it out, they can get after you in the personal covenant. If you're living in it, they can't. I lent money from my RRSP. Now, this is moving over a little bit into other mortgage questions. The borrower is in default. I don't know whether my trustee will protect me and foreclose on my behalf. I just don't know if my trustee will protect me. Will your trustee protect you and foreclose on your behalf? That's true. Your trustee won't do anything. You need to supervise your RRSP mortgages on your own behalf. But the point of this one is that if you have an RRSP mortgage where you're the lender, your trustee is just holding the money. You are the lender, you are in charge of your loan, and you have to know what's going on. All right. This is another RRSP question. So you're monitoring your RRSP mortgages, and one of them is in default. But, you know, they're good folks, so you're not really worried. You've talked to them. They're going to, it's been in default, say, for a couple of months, but they've absolutely assured you that it's going to be brought into good standing in the next 3 months. So, should you be worried or not? Oh, it's almost 100% rule. Things always get worse. They never get better. And that rule, we've said it a billion times, I'm just going to say it again. In any part of real estate where there's an issue going on, tenants aren't paying, somebody isn't paying where you've lent money, you know, really the rule is things get worse, they don't get better, so take some action. Go see your foreclosure lawyer, get them to start a foreclosure action, and if people do what they say they're going to do and bring it all into good standing, you can cancel that foreclosure action. If you wait, guess what? You've lost all that time where you have to now crank it up after 5 months instead of after 2 months. All right. I sold the property last year, had to accept a vendor take back, second mortgage to finance it. Now the buyer has defaulted. I don't think I should do anything because I'm sure the first mortgage lender will sort it out. False. The first mortgage lender doesn't give a fig's tinker's damn about you. Fig's tinker's, to mix my metaphors, sorry. Again, take action. You have to take action to protect your own position. The first lender is in first place, and they have a much better position than you. If the property is sold, remember, first means they get paid first. If there's something left to pay you, well, maybe you get paid.
Thanks for listening to Barry McGuire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymcguire.ca.